This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief from March 8th. I'm Paul Plack. Eads has congratulated Boeing on its win in the KCX tanker competition, but wonders whether Boeing can actually build the new planes for what it bid. EAA claims kids who participate in the Young Eagles program are 5.4 times as likely to earn a pilot certificate as the general population. What that proves has become the subject of some debate. Australia is looking into purchasing an additional C-17A Globemaster III from the United States. Hawk Capital Partners says it has a deal to acquire Northeast Aviation Technologies. PAA, Professional Aviation Associates, a Greenwich Aero Group company, has formed a global helicopter support parts group and is now serving rotorcraft operators. Phoenix Heliparts has introduced some new management hires at Heli Expo in Orlando. Garmin is introducing a new line of audio panels with some impressive new tricks, including one specifically aimed at the helicopter market. The Gamma Board of Directors has approved Continental Data Graphics and Thales Canada as its newest members. That brings the total to 70. Dassault is claiming the first approach to landing using Europe's new EGNOS system, which enhances GPS with additional satellites and ground stations. Scientists say an extended sunspot minimum in the current cycle has made space travel more dangerous and resulted in more debris in Earth orbit. And airlines canceled 34% more flights in December than a year earlier, and they're blaming DOT's three-hour rule. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Chairman Tom Poberesny talks about numbers EAA says support claims of the effectiveness of the Young Eagles program. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.